And now for another perspective from someone who has a keen interest in these hearings, we hear from a 9/11 widow. She's in the hearing room today, but earlier she spoke with Day Today's Madeline Brand. Madeline, tell us about this woman.
Alex, her name is Kristen Breitweiser, and her husband, Ron, worked in the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Before 9/11, she was a stay-at-home mom. She'd never done anything political. Now, she and three other New Jersey widows lobby full-time. They want a full accounting of what went wrong the day of 9/11 and in the months and years leading up to it. So it was really these women, along with a few others, who pushed for Congress to create this commission in the first place. I caught up with her last night as she was driving down I-95 to Washington to attend these hearings. And I asked her how it felt to see what she had been lobbying for finally come to pass.
You know, obviously it's been a long 2.5 year wait. We're hopeful that the line of questioning that we've been waiting for will be there. We have concerns that the commission will be raising more policy level questions as opposed to more probative value questions.
What do you mean by that?
We had a conference call with the commission staff last week, and we asked them if they were going to ask particular questions. For example, Donald Rumsfeld will be testifying. We asked them if they would be asking Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld why he remained at his desk while the nation was under attack for 45 minutes. We were told by the commission that that would not be a question that would be fielded at this hearing, that they were going to ask more policy-level questions.
Madeline, what is she hoping will come out of these hearings?
Well, her main question is, how seriously did both the Bush and Clinton administrations take al-Qaeda before 9/11? And she said she's looking forward to hearing from people like Secretary of State Colin Powell, his counterpart under the Clinton administration, Madeleine Albright, and former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger. She said she was disappointed that President Bush's National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, has refused to testify, but interested to see what Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will say this afternoon. And Breitweiser says these are the questions she would ask him if she were on the panel.
Why we had absolutely no defense on the morning of September 11th, why F-16s were so late in arriving at the scenes. And frankly, I don't understand why the Secretary of Defense was not in the war room immediately after the second tower was hit.
But she says she fears she won't hear those questions raised today.
Madeline, hasn't the commission already interviewed a lot of people and gone over thousands of pages of documents? What does she think of the commission's work so far?
Well, initially she was very optimistic, but now as the months have plodded on, again, she was unsparing. She said the commission has been way too polite, those were her words, that it lost valuable time in negotiating with the White House over which documents would be released and whether or not President Bush would testify. And she says she thinks the final report will reflect the power of politics over this investigation.
I'm concerned. I think the nation needs to understand that this final product is going to be edited by the White House. You know, it's also not going to show visible redactions. So whereas the classified report could be 10,000 pages long, the final document that the American public sees may be only 500 pages long, and we're not going to know what's being kept a secret. And I think that that's a problem.
And Alex, the commission's deadline has been extended. It was to have ended this May. Now the commission is scheduled to finish its work at the end of August. And as you know, that's just a couple of months before the November election.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand. Thanks, Madeline.
You're welcome.